welcome to this Leading with Excellence podcast featuring the superintendent of the Brown County Schools, Emily Callahan. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, executive director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. This Leading with Excellence podcast allows listeners to get to know the incredible individuals who are leading Indiana's traditional public schools with excellence and reminds us that our leaders are also our neighbors, friends, mentors, and lifelong learners. These authentic conversations help bridge the gap between the office of the superintendent and the amazing people in that seat. You know, superintendents are often seen as administrators who make big decisions about budgets, policies, or facilities. And although that is all true, this podcast shifts that perspective by hearing superintendents speak in their own voices about their community, school district, and personal stories. We'll discover the superintendent as a listener, learner, and servant leader, someone whose leadership centers on vision, relationships, and a genuine care for people. Well, let's dive right in and learn more about our guest, Emily Callahan. Welcome, Emily.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You are in Brown County. For those who don't know, and I can't imagine that we have any of our listeners that don't know where Brown County is, Nashville, Indiana is where your schools are located. Tell people a little bit more about Brown County.
Yeah, I argue that Brown County has got to be the most beautiful county in the whole state.
Agree.
Really unique. We're the only school district in the entire county. And so we have some pretty large giants all the way around us. And so we're nestled right there in the middle. We have a traditional 3 elementary schools, middle school, high school, and an education service center that serves pre-K to adult education. And, main campus is right there, middle school and high school. And our 3 elementaries are pretty small, but they're all 20 minutes outside in each corner of the county. So, yeah, it covers a pretty vast area, but it's absolutely beautiful.
Pretty significant footprint in your community. Also, is a state park, right?
Yeah, Brown County State Park.
Mm-hmm. Would you call Nashville a tourist destination?
Yeah, it is interesting because you hear some people describe Brown County as a tourist community, and then the people that live and breathe there every day, it's more of an artist colony. So you kind of get the best of both of that worlds. We get a lot of people that come and visit, and we get to show off the school community in that way. So it's pretty special to us.
Yeah. Emily, I've had the opportunity to listen to you, and you bring students with you that have student voice. That's really, really important to you and to what you do in Brown County. Talk about a little bit how you are leveraging student voice in your school district to really make meaningful change and to create great opportunities.
Yeah, it is incredibly important to me. I do think it is the thing. I think with a lot of priorities that educational leaders deal with each and every day, you think about new initiatives and sometimes it's always, well, how do I add the next thing or the next thing, or this is going to be another thing. For me, it really is student voice across the board. High school was not a successful experience for me. And I'm not sure that I ever felt like I had a voice anywhere. So, you know, fast forward, I get this opportunity to leave an entire school community in this beautiful county. And, I think every table I've ever been at, there's never kids there. So we have a lot of adults.
And yeah, that's what we do. We serve kids.
Yeah. So it is really important to me. So we started, a superintendent student advisory group, and, that consists of 25 to 30 kids, 9th through 12th grade. I get to meet with them a couple times a month for a couple hours each time, and we work on policy and opportunity. We go visit other high schools in the state of Indiana and get to talk to other high school kids. That's just a piece of it. I think also, and I'm hopeful we get to talk about TEDx here in just a little
absolutely.
Bit, but that's been an incredible journey and a platform that has specifically been built for student voice.
Yeah, let's talk about it right now, actually. So you have, this is something that was a passion, I'll call it a passion project for you, to bring TEDx into Brown County, into Nashville, Indiana, to create an opportunity every year for your students and others to really have a platform, to have a stage. Why was that important to you, and what has that meant to your school district and to the community, frankly?
Yeah, I got this really cool opportunity back years ago as an elementary principal, and I got to take this visit and see the school. out in El Cajon in San Diego, California, and they have a TED Ed program and a TEDx stage. And my goodness, I got to see a 16-year-old girl talk to on a big stage in front of a lot of people about her struggles and challenges and how she turned them into passions. And it was incredible. She walked off that stage with a book deal. And it was an instant thinking for me of this has an opportunity to change the trajectory of a kid's life. And how do we do this anywhere? We doesn't matter what state, what zip code, right? We can provide this opportunity. And so you're right. I held on to it and knew one day I would be in a position to be able to leverage something like that. And here we are in Brown County and took the first, you know, kind of scary steps towards that journey and got the call that we were a TED Ed district. All five of our schools are approved and licensed for TED Ed. And then I recently was approved to be a TEDx licensee or to be able to host a real live event. And we have an incredible partnership with the Brown County Music Center, which, you know, is a world-class stage.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And so our kids get to get up on a big stage, just like I saw years ago.
Small town, big opportunities, all the things, right? All the taglines. I don't know if this today we heard from one of your students, Chloe and Piper, you brought to speak to aspiring superintendents today about their experiences, about their student voice. You recently took your superintendent advisors, ambassadors, that student group to visit other schools and bigger schools that they got to choose. You mentioned that many of them are actively involved in extracurricular activities, and so that may have had a bit of an impact on where they chose to visit. But one of the takeaways that Chloe mentioned today was them visiting those great big schools with big facilities and lots of students and all the experiences that came with that reinforced for her that she loved her school in Brown County, that everything that Brown County Schools provides was exactly what others were providing, but she liked the way that you were doing it better and differently. How did that impact you when you heard her talk about that?
Just reminds me why we do what we do and that it's all worth it. And I think about the aspiring superintendents or people that have even thought about going into the superintendency. And the first thing I always hear is, I don't want to be away from kids. I'm going to be stuck up in central office in my office all day and never have time to be with kids or teachers. And it's so false. You know, we get to dictate how we design our day, most days anyway. And if you put kids at the forefront, you will create your own opportunities to be with them. And so that was incredibly validating for me. I spend a lot of time with kids and a lot of time with teachers. And I think that's what keeps it so much fun.
Yeah. you have mentored, so you mentor in your own district. Obviously you're a role model for many young people that see what you do and the job that you have. You also are giving back through the association to other aspiring superintendents and sitting superintendents. Why do you feel it's important for you to do that? Why is it important for you to be that representative, to be that role model, to be that mentor?
Somebody did it for me. And we heard Marquet earlier, and I hear so many that they were tapped on the shoulder to be in this position. I wasn't somebody that was ever tapped. Every position that I have had the opportunity to be a part of, I have actively, relentlessly sought it out. And so for me, it's a different feeling of, you know, the imposter syndrome. And am I ready? Am I good enough? Am I going to do as good of a job as they had before? And it's just so important for me for other people to have mentors that A, have been through it, but B, are going to be there to lift them up and remind them of their own potential.
What was that thing that sparked your relentless pursuit for the superintendency? You've had many positions throughout your career. When did you know I'm going after that superintendency? That's what I want to do next.
I don't know if I can answer that specific time. I have not been tapped on the shoulder to do those positions. But I will also say in the same breath, I wanted to make sure that I was prepared that if a door ever opened, uh-huh. I was able to walk through it. Uh-huh. And so I think when the superintendency came around, I was bored with what I was doing uh-huh. and thought this isn't my blueprint. Uh-huh. This isn't my journey. I don't want to do curriculum, uh-huh. right? It has stretched me in knowing content, but it wasn't that impact uh-huh. that I knew that I wanted to do. And I just put the resume and put it out there to a lot of different schools and really approached it as I wanted to learn what types of questions and just what that world was like, and went on interviews. And I will tell you, Brown County was obviously the last one that I applied for, and it was I'm never going to get this. Brown County is this beautiful bubble that there's no way I'm going to be a part of that. And so it was just kind of another practice round for me to do application and questions, and, you know, all good things happen. Yeah. Right?
You're in a unique situation. We have a couple of others like it, but you are from a 2-superintendent household. I asked the same question to your husband, so you don't know what his answer was, and it'll be interesting to see if people listen to both podcasts. How do you balance that? How do you balance, because the superintendency is so time-consuming and so energy-consuming, and it requires so much out of us emotionally and physically and you know, just from a time standpoint. How do you balance that in your household when there are 2 superintendents under one roof?
I think it's the best thing. Mm. It is the best world. And I think that's what gives us that balance. Mm-hmm. We both get to do something that we absolutely love. Mm-hmm. Like every day. It isn't like work. Mm-hmm. Like I get to go to school yeah. every single day. He gets to go to school every single day. And I think when times are hard, it is a trusted person to talk through things, mm-hmm. right? And when things are really, really great, mm-hmm. it is a trusted person to celebrate with. Mm-hmm. And I think the good and the bad come together, and we both understand the role very well. Mm-hmm. So it is when you have to be in an event or you have to be mm-hmm. at a meeting and the other can't go, to be there to support, is it's just understood.
We talk about networks. No greater network than to have somebody right there to bounce things off of, right? That's also having the same lived experience.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jason was in the superintendency long before me. And
16 years up at Wabash, we talked about, yeah.
For a long time. And he stepped away to pursue some other opportunities. Mm-hmm. And I think I just came home every day and got to share how exciting mm-hmm. every single day is for me. And I think he just missed it.
And now he's back.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you are trying to escape and you're trying to just get away, because the decisions are always there, and the emotions are always there, and the feelings are always there when you're superintendent and making those big decisions. When you want to get away, what do you do? Where do you go? Is there something that is your go-to?
I like to travel. Honestly, in the last few years, I've gotten to travel abroad more than I ever have in my entire life. Mm-hmm. So I make sure that we have opportunities to unplug mm-hmm. and do some of those things. I also love adventures and I love challenge. So whether it's taking up running for the first time at the age of 41 and trying to train for a marathon and break your leg 3 times to macaron baking to whatever it may be.
Our time is getting short, and I want to ask you the same question that we ask all of our superintendents on this podcast, the Leading with Excellence podcast. When you think about leading with excellence, and you've shared so many examples today, but when you think of leading with excellence, especially in the context of public education, what does that mean to you?
It means having courage mm-hmm. to step outside the box. I want to be on a relentless pursuit to help public education be something different than what it's been for the last 100 years. Mm-hmm. I mentioned earlier, high school was not successful for me. I I think I'm in a minority. You know, when you ask somebody why they wanted to be a teacher or an educator, it's usually because school was successful for them, mm-hmm. or they had this mentor or this teacher that they aspired to be. And I didn't have any of that. And I just always have to wonder if I would have had somebody show me an ounce of potential that I really do have, mm-hmm. like what would have been different, mm. what could be. And so I want to give kids that. I want to give adults that. I want them to know the amount of potential that they hold is absolutely endless.
Wow. So powerful. Emily, yeah. Thanks for being my guest.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been the superintendent of the Brown County Schools, Emily Callahan. Emily's story reinforces that excellence is a journey, not a title. We hope today's conversation helped you to see the heart behind the role of the superintendent. Today's conversation reminds us that leadership is not only about decisions. It's about people, passion, and purpose. This has been another episode of the Leading with Excellence podcast from the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents.